Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm Brad Geiger along with my boys Alex.
Hi.
And Max.
Yo, what's up?
We are on the way to school, and we want to talk about Gravity Falls. It just came to its conclusion, and everybody is absolutely overwhelmed with how well they brought that series to a conclusion. Max, what was your thoughts?
Well, I really liked how the series ended. Like, it ended on the see you next summer, which I have my own theory on, but we can talk about that later, you know? And, you know, it was a very good ending because it really showed you, that the story is incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also in this video going to be talking about Mabel's Bubble, which came out a while back, but the only reason I'm talking about it now is because I wanted to do a two-episode thing. I didn't for Gravity Fall, for Mabel's Bubble and Weird McGinn Part 3, and I wanted to do a two-part thing.
Okay.
And Mabel's Bubble was my favorite out of all the three Weird McGinns, and for what, because it was just so wondrous. It was just like, it was so cool. Did you know that in, I forget the episode, where Gideon summons Bill to get the will to the Mystery Shack?
Was that like Dreamcast or something?
Dreamcastles?
No, I'm thinking of the Dreamscape.
No, like they went into the Mindscape.
The Mindscape, yeah.
Inside Uncle Stan's mind. But so, well, originally they were going to go into all of the three, everybody's mind, but to make it simpler, they just had them go into Grunkle Stan's mind. And some of the ideas were used some of the ideas from Mabel's Bubbles were used. It was two from the old episode.
I wasn't able to fill all that sentence either.
Okay.
So
basically, when they first introduced the Bill, I forget the episode, the name of the episode, they go into Grunkle Stan's mind. But originally, they're going to go into like Dipper, Mabel, and Seuss's minds too. But to make things simpler, they just went into Mabel and the Grunkle Stan's mind. But and then some of the ideas from Mabel's mind was used in Mabel's Bubble.
What'd you think about that, Alex?
What? Wait. We're going into Grunkle Stan's mind, but then why are you talking about Mabel's mind being used in Mabel's world if we went into Grunkle Stan's mind?
Because as originally in the original script,
they were going to go to Seuss, Dipper, and Mabel, but they went to Grunkle Stan.
Yeah, and some of the ideas that they were going to use for Mabel's mind were used in Mabel's Bubble.
Oh, okay.
That's just a cool fact.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
But Gravity Falls, what did you think of Gravity Falls Weird McGinn in Part 3, Alex?
I really liked it. I really liked the fact that it combined a lot of the aspects from, like, the whole series. They had the Loch Ness Monster robot and all the other, like, stuff that they put in. And they just put it into one big kind of, they made the Mystery Shack into this giant, like, almost robot. But using solely, like, everything that they've, like everything from the other episodes, like bits and pieces, like the frozen dinosaur and like I said before, Loch Ness Monster, and a flag with decapitated wax Larry King's head on it.
Yeah, that's kind of like a running joke, like
from the episode where they had a bunch of wax creatures and they turned alive and went evil, and they got most of the them, but the wax statue of Larry King got decapitated and he was now like living in their ventilation shaft. Mm-hmm. So
here's my question. Do you guys even know who Larry King is?
No. Kind of.
Go ahead.
I think he's like a president or something.
A president? Go ahead, Alex.
I'm going to say some sort of reporter.
Some sort of reporter.
Because I remember he was like a news reporter, but he like was at the channel all the time. He wasn't actually like, blah, 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 blah. He's always reporting. He's like, yeah. He was always at the news reporter place going to like Billy, what's the news on that? And then he'd go to Billy and yeah.
Well, Alex is the closest. He did a news-oriented and also entertainment talk show on CNN that would come on in the evening, and he took a lot of callers. He was kind of known for people would call in with their questions and stuff like that. So yes, that is Larry King. Unfortunately, not a president.
Did he run for president?
No. He was never political in that regard. So, what do I need to know about the end of Gravity Falls?
Well, you need...
It's awesome.
Yeah. Like,
it, like, gave me everything in Gravity Falls I wanted. The complete, utter, total sci-fi weirdiness.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting. I really like that no one died.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even though they were, like... Dipper and Mabel were about to be killed, and we were totally theorizing that one of them was going to die.
A lot of people theorized that Mabel was going to die because Mabel's bubble, well, it was just bringing, people thought that it was just bringing up Mabel's character, showing the past and what's happened to Dipper and Mabel in the past. So it's kind of building up that whole character so she would die in the next episode as kind of like a sacrifice.
Right.
But technically somebody did technically die.
Who died?
Grunkle Stan. Technically he died because they
we don't want to give away.
Well, hold on.
Spoiler alert.
The show has already been aired, right?
Yeah.
All right, so do a quick spoiler alert.
Spoiler
and then
alert
it's
if you...
It's free game.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, go.
You've been warned.
And so, because Grunkle Stan's... To defeat Bill, they had to erase Grunkle Stan's memory since... Okay, so this is basically what happened. Stanford, the great-uncle Ford, Grunkle Stan's twin brother, Ford knows... So Bill has this like a weirdness bubble on the city limits of Gravity Falls that he can't get out of. But Great Uncle Ford knows how to get it out. So Grunkle Stan and Great Uncle Ford switch bodies. Switch clothes. So then Bill goes in, but Bill needs to go inside Great Uncle Stan
Ford.
Great Uncle Ford's mind, and. But actually going into Grunkle Stan's mind, and then they erase Bill from that, but they had to erase all of his memories to erase Bill. I can't see why they couldn't just say Bill's cipher, and then they just erase Bill's cipher from his memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was the only way that they could think of at the time.
I don't think Bill would be too powerful for that, though.
Yeah, Bill may be, Bill, Rumble, Bill is still technically a demon.
Really?
He is a demon maniac. He won't be killed by something as easy as that. I told you guys that I had a theory on what the see you next summer means. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I say that?
We want to get to that later. We're jumping ahead.
Okay. I'm keeping you guys on your toes. Suspense.
So what do we need to talk about before we can talk about that, Alex?
So we need to talk about, so as you know, you have Bill erased, apparently, and then you have, Grunkle Stan dressed up as Ford, and his memory is completely erased.
Basically, he had amnesia.
He has no memory of who he is, but luckily, thanks to Mabel keeping, like, a journal of all the things in the summer, Stan regains regains his memory, and that's pretty cool. The thing, like Max said about the ending, it gets really sadder from there. I mean, the whole city celebrates Dipper and Mabel's birthday party at the end of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then the goodbye is basically everyone. Everyone, like, even Waddles, the pig that Mabel owns, apparently. Still trying to get my head over that. Everyone's saying goodbye. Basically, everyone's saying goodbye to Dipper and Mabel, and they're slowly making it sadder and sadder. And then Wendy gives Dipper a little card that, and she tells Dipper to not open it until
they miss gravity falls.
They miss gravity falls. Thank you.
So don't open this until you're feeling like you're homesick for Gravity Falls.
And this is about where they get the saddest, because Mabel figures out she can't take Waddles with her, except for when Grunkle Stan gets really angry and says, "You know what? I've had to live with this pig for the whole summer. Now your parents do." And threw the pig on board, even though the bus driver said you can't do that.
Grunkle Stan gets out like this, like, you know, like that gold kind of thing that's like around you, like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Grunkle
and
Stan
then
pulls out some brass knuckles, and Great Uncle Ford pulls out a freaking gun.
Oh god.
And so they let the pig on. But it was more of a magnet gun, so don't worry about it.
But a magnet gun, as said by Ford, and Dipple and Mabel was the future. So he said to Dipple, be careful. This can rip out a man's innards from a mile away, or something like that.
Okay.
And
then what else do we need to
They
discuss?
Take Waddles on, and then this builds up to the saddest point where not only are while the bus is leaving, you see the friends and family they were with, like, running alongside the bus waving. But then you also, while the bus goes by, out the window, you see all the mythical creatures that were there before and that they figured out, like the centaur, the gnomes, and like all the weird stuff they found in Gravity Falls before they actually like leave. And it's really sad. And like Max was saying, in the middle of the bus ride, Dipper opens the card, and it has everyone's signature on it, saying, "See you next summer."
Now, this is my theory on this.
Okay.
So now I can get into a theory, and I think that the rest of us should be kind of talking about it, Mabel's bubble, since we want to talk about that, and we haven't talked about it very much. But, so my theory is that Dipper and Mabel, it's kind of like a disease. In Futurama, in the episode Cold Warriors, He has the cold virus inside him, but the cold has long dead in the year 3000. So, what if Dipper and Mabel bring back kind of like a weird Mageddon type thing to town from all of Bill's weirdness ripples? It's kind of like a disease. And then, but for the summer, like Wendy, Seuss, Candy, Grenda, the Great Uncle Ford, Grunkle Stan, and every kind of, all the main characters. Those everybody, what if they came back to California where Dipper and Mabel lived, but Dipper and Mabel carried the weirdness, weird Mageddon ripples.
Anomalies? They carried the ripples?
The ripples, the anomalies, he's with them, and that's kind of, that's literally how it's, and then basically a whole story gets going from there. You know, that's kind of my theory on it. And because see you next summer, well, why would they end Gravity Falls? Well, if they went to California, you know, where Dipper and Mabel live, they couldn't say it was called Gravity Falls anymore, since Gravity Falls, California, when we all know that Gravity Falls is in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. We do know that it's in Oregon?
Yeah, it's actually literally said in the show.
So do we think there's going to be another Gravity Falls series? This one was really popular, and it was pretty surprising to a lot of people that the creators were going to bring it to a close, because they didn't think Disney would give it the ability to close. They would think that Disney would just keep cranking these things out, and the creator said, nope, this was one storyline and that's it. Do you think there's going to be a follow-up, Alex?
Oh, there has to. This show has gotten much too popular. Too many people have seen it and liked it way too much. And Alex Hirsch has made, like what Max said, like one of the top, like, grossing TV shows so far. And to end the series would be to kill a lot, and I mean a lot, of fans' hopes.
Is it going to be as simple as just see you next summer, Max?
Well, no. It's not going to be that simple, but I still feel like my theory has a lot of ground for one more reason.
Go ahead.
Alex also said he was ending the series, but he never said that he wouldn't use the characters again. He could have put the characters, but in a different setting. And like, say, in California, where the weirdness anomalies have basically survived in the virus of Dipper and Mabel. But, so, and all I want to say is, so there's an episode called Between the Pines, and Alex Hirsch talking about the creation of Gravity Falls. There are some mysteries that we just never want to, like, as it said in the trailer, the mystery you don't want to end. But this is something that, like, I think that, one, everybody wants to know what Dipper's real name is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also something that I have gotten a theory on. Another thing is that if they don't do the California idea, I think that everybody wants to see Dipper and Mabel when they're 10 years older. Am I correct? Or like when they're teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
When they're older. So I feel like Dipper's going to go back into Gravity Falls, and he's going to make his own journals, like Great Uncle Phil did, recording his new findings. And the best part about this is this. Instead of doing the six-fingered hand, what if he did the pine tree?
Did we find out what each one of those icons in Gravity
Falls
stood for?
Yes, we did. During one of the attempts to defeat Bill Cipher, they made a kind of spell thing that was supposed to cast Bill away, and it had symbols around Bill. Great Uncle Ford's stand was for the six-fingered hand. Grunkle Stan was the little fish Pac-Man thing. Mabel was the shooting star. Dipper was the pine tree. The question mark was Seuss. Wendy was the ice bag.
Robbie was the Stitcher on the heart. And sorry for interrupting you, Alex, but I want a little bit of
fine.
A say in this too.
That's fine.
And finally, the one that I think nobody realized, nobody knew, no one even had a clue on, was that Old Man McGucket was the glasses. Yes, he's studious and he knows a lot about technology, but now everybody just sees him as a crazy old man.
Well, he retained his sanity at the end, remember?
Yeah, but no one could have known that. And even at the beginning when we were first introduced to him, he's always been cited as just a crazy old man.
Right.
And until, like, we get to see Tale of Two Stands, and Society of the Blind Eye. Those are two episodes that we were able to see that Old Man McGucket was actually
normal, sane.
Yeah, and his prime. Then after using a memory gun on himself multiple times, he forgot about all that stuff too.
He started losing his mind.
Yeah. So now let's get to inside Mabel's bubble again. And because it was a very interesting episode, because you saw a Mabel version of the symbol circle on the ground. I don't know if a lot of people got that, but I thought it was actually kind of funny that they did the symbol circle go as a kind of Mabelified. Right on the ground. I don't know how many people caught that. But inside Mabel's bubble, I feel like this is the one time I'm going to say this, but I feel like Deppel was actually being kind of a little bit more superstitious. Not because he was questioning why I would be that superstitious too, but the whole trap is this. No one would want to leave there. Who would want to leave a place of wonder and imagination and fantasy? So Bill knew that it would take a sort of pure steel or something like that to break through that.
Right.
A real force of pure steel. So, Alex, what did you think about Mabel's bubble?
It creeped me the freak out.
Why?
Between the everything turning into creepy cockroach people and it just being Mabel's dream and the stuffed animal tree and the stuffed animals tied to the tree, I found a little creepy too. I actually really just found everything about that creepy. The waffle guards with big knife staffs.
Yeah, you had to admit.
The animals flying around on little little floaty cars that bumped into the windows. And giant pink cat judges. Also those two guys Mabel really likes. The one has blue hair, one is yellow, and they're very freaky.
Yeah, and then there's also the clones of the boy band that Mabel was really into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mabel's into a boy band?
The only time I really liked those guys, well, not the boy band, but the two guys, was when, at the end, when they turned out to be real people, because they didn't pop with the bubble, and they were put into the real world, and they actually started to become, serious. They were, Jean-Paul Poet postulated that all existence is born out of reason, prolongs itself out of weakness, and dies by chance.
Totally righteous, dude.
And then they totally break the moment by saying totally righteous, dude. I know.
I know, why? And then also, so Mabel's going back to the shack and but they hear stuff inside of it. And I feel like this is the best nod to the episodes. Well, they open up and find everybody there, all the survived people of Weird McGann who hadn't been stacked in that jail. And I have a fear on what happens when you're turned to stone. We're both looking at Folds and kind of everybody else who survives it. It could be night. It could be basically an internal nightmare. Because remember when all the townsfolk said, and I feel like his name was Todd or something like that. He says, "This will forever scar Todd's mind." And also, but then when Grand Uncle Ford gets out of retirement, as Bill would say it, from the stone. After that, he basically regains consciousness as his last form he took, which was answering a riddle. So, I feel like that was kind of real, but now the best nod I feel like was in the episode where they Bill proofed the Mystery Shack. I feel like that was a really great nod, so Bill would never be able to get through it, but he was actually able to get through it by using one of the heels that was unprotected because the limbs were not protected. And so maybe it was both. I'm sorry I keep going back to this, but I want to talk about both of them equally.
Okay.
So it was so funny how Dip would photo walk into
Yeah, that was also weird.
Yeah.
Every time he threw a rock in Maplewood, it would, bounce softly and make a little, laughing noise. I also found that very creepy.
He finds everything creepy.
Not everything. Just everything in Maplewood.
And Maplewood has everything.
Now, does Dipper have his own bubble?
No, because Mabel was captured by Bill. And Dip and Mabel versus the future, if you can remember, well, Mabel was tricked by Bill, who had possessed Blending Blinden, and some people are thinking, what could that deal that they made be? How could Blending Blinden, what could the deal that he made? Maybe Bill offered him a free time wish. And then he actually went inside of his mind.
I see. So, Gravity Falls. How many seasons did it go?
Two seasons.
So if this is something that you're thinking, geez, I never got into this, it's very easy to go in and experience the whole thing.
40 episodes. But not all episodes are on demand.
But I'll bet you now that it's wrapped up, I'll bet you we'll be seeing it someplace. Hulu, Netflix, you got a figure?
Yeah.
Very good. Strong thumbs up from both Alex and Max. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
Well, I feel like if Gravity Falls didn't happen to Dipple, then Dipple wouldn't grow up to be the same person that I feel. Everybody's agreeing that he's kind of going to be an adventurer. I feel like that's kind of a given.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite is he'd go back to Gravity Falls, make his own journal, see good Uncle Ford, talk to him about the stuff. That kind of stuff.
Alex?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be another one. There has to be another season. This show was way too good for them to cut running this.
Well, okay. So this was a great series. Went 40 episodes. Fantastic story arc. You guys were really into it. The risk they take if they do a second one, if the second one is no good?
Yeah, exactly. They have to have, the same writers, though.
What if those same writers miss?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Isn't it just enough to say that this was a great series and maybe the creator goes on and does something completely different next time?
No.
And maybe that's good?
No.
No? Why not?
Gravity Falls.
It's got to be Gravity Falls.
We love this show too much.
Want more Gravity Falls.
Yes. 40 episodes was not a justice to Gravity Falls.
The creators seem to think it was enough.
So.
All right, so it looks like we're pulling
in. You can ask any fan about Gravity Falls should have gone longer, and you'll hear the answer that it should have gone on longer.
They wanted more. Well, that's... One of the first rules of show business, always leave them wanting more. Let's leave our audience wanting a little bit something more. Max, you want to wrap this up?
Well, speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother, goodbye, everybody.
You can find us on iTunes, the Blueberry Network, and Stitchers. Make sure to rate this podcast and leave a friendly comment. Let's get this show
off the road.